Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. As children, one of the first phrases we learned to say was thank you. Before we enjoyed a gift that was given to us, we were pressed to show our gratitude. Somehow we knew if we didn't utter those two little words of acknowledgement, we might not be able to keep or enjoy our gift until we expressed our thankfulness. As adults, we expect others to follow the same rules of courtesy that we all learned as children. We may open a door for someone and watch them pass through without expressing a gesture of thanks. We might even mumble a sarcastic, thank you, to teach someone that they should have been more grateful. Or maybe while driving, we allowed someone to cut in front of us only to witness no hand signal to show his or her appreciation. When we witness these types of behavior, we tend to withhold giving if there's a lack of gratitude. The joy of giving has been lost. Thankfulness is a feeling which shows that we are pleased and expresses our appreciation. We show our thankfulness for benefits received through speaking a phrase, signaling with a smile, or waving with a hand. Sometimes even a nod of the head signals to someone the feeling of gratitude. How many times have you given a gift to someone for a wedding, Christmas, or a birthday and did not receive a sign of gratitude? When we look at ourselves and decipher our own reactions to ungrateful behavior, we can only imagine how God feels when we are not grateful to Him. It gives thank God a whole nother meaning, doesn't it? Since God is the supreme authority of all and is ultimately our source and supply of all substance, then gratitude is paramount. Our source and supply responds through gratitude. Let me say that again. Our source and supply responds through gratitude, thereby stimulating all spiritual, emotional, and material substance. Folks, when Jesus healed the 10 lepers, only one came back and thanked Him. He asked 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? He was looking for gratitude then, and He's looking for gratitude now. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Denda gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.